In the early 1960s, one of the popular television shows was Ben Casey. Set in a hospital, the show would begin with actor Sam Jaffe's character, Dr. Zorba, drawing traditional symbols on a blackboard and calling out their names. Man, woman, birth, death, infinity. In the West, when most of us are born, we are welcomed into the world with warmth, love, and happiness. When it comes time for us to leave this world, we are most often surrounded with sadness, tears, and fear. Is there a way we can make the experience of death like an experience of birth? What lessons may we learn from transition that will change our perspective on death? Who may we turn to for the same loving care, comfort, and security that we received entering this world as we do leaving it? My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, Dr. Deborah Diamond, went from a high-powered and successful Wall Street money manager to a death doula through a series of remarkable experiences. Following a high-profile career as a Wall Street money manager, Deborah began her journey to a life of purpose and spirituality. She loves to assist people through spirit and provide assistance, comfort, and guidance through readings, consultations, her books, and speaking engagements. She's a natural psychic medium and a medical intuitive who was gifted with her abilities as a child. Deborah is the author of Life After Near Death, Miraculous Stories of Healing and Transformation in the Extraordinary Life of People with Newfound Powers. She's been featured in the Washington Post, the San Francisco Chronicle, the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Huffington Post, and NPR. Her website is DeborahDiamondPsychic.com, and she joins me this week to discuss her experiences and new book, Diary of a Death Doula, 25 Lessons the Dying Teach Us About the Afterlife.